Next, we'll hear the Violin Concerto of Joan Tower. She was born in 1938 in New Rochelle, New York, and spent much of her childhood in South America, where her father worked as a mining engineer. She was educated at Bennington College and received a doctorate from Columbia University. She has taught at Greenwich House Music School at Columbia and has been at Bard College since 1972. Joan Tower founded the Da Capo Players, which won the Naumburg Chamber Music Award in 1973. She played in the group as pianist for 15 years, giving an annual series of concerts at Carnegie Recital Hall in New York and touring widely. From 1985 to 1995, she was composer in residence with the St. Louis Symphony. Among her many awards is the prestigious Graumeier Award in 1990. In 1998, she was inducted into the American Academy of Arts and Letters, only the fifth woman composer so honored, following Miriam Gideon, Vivian Fine, Betsy Jolas, and Ellen Tafes-Villick. In that same year, she began a three-year residency with the Orchestra of St. Luke's in New York. The Concerto for Violin was composed in 1991 for Elmar Oliveira. She says this about its dedicatee: "A lot of violinists are speed freaks, but Elmar can play virtuosically with an innate singing ability." Oliveira says this: "While we were working on the concerto, my older brother John, who was also a violinist and a great influence on me, was dying of cancer. Joan included a section where the soloist plays with the concertmaster that is a reference to our relationship." "They were very close and they bantered a lot," says Tower, "and both these elements are in the duets, which are highlights of the concerto." We'll hear it now with Elmar Oliveira and the Louisville Orchestra, conducted by Joseph Silverstein.